Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where today we are remote recording at a place called Island Books in Mercer Island. Oh my gosh, it is the cutest little bookstore.
Oh, I love it.
Mushrooms.
We're next to a nature section.
And birds.
There's a book section on mushrooms.
How cute.
Yeah.
And we see right in front of us that the bookstore adopted an emperor penguin.
Oh, yeah. How perfect is that for me?
Behind us, they...
The Queen of England is waving?
Yes. I was going to go with they got an award for the best bookstore.
I agree with that award.
Yeah.
I haven't even been able to shop yet.
I know. We wandered around a little bit, but we realized we're going to run out of time because we want to just shop.
Yeah, I'm the worst in a bookstore.
Oh my gosh.
I'll spend all my time just buying books.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited to get to know it a little more.
Me too. What about you guys?
That gave you time to answer, so you better have. So we have some of the staff who is very willing to come chat with us and tell us all about their bookstore.
Yeah, we're excited to have them.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
The bookstore. How long have you worked here?
Since 1994.
Oh, wow. You've been here.
So it'll be 30 years on my sister's birthday, June 4th.
Wow, that's awesome.
One of my sisters. Anyway.
What made you want to get into this?
I worked at a bookshop store in Chicago before I moved to Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And before that, I dabbled in teaching and did a lot of writing and was just always interested in the book world. And before that, bartended. And, you know, people in bars love talking about books.
Yeah, they do.
Talking and talking and talking and eventually slurring about books.
Very cool. I was a teacher before a stay-at-home mom, too, so that's very awesome. Yes, I love the whole bookstore environment, so this is very cool.
It's a great place to spend 8 hours a day.
Yes.
Oh, I bet. It seems, it's very homey here. I love that feel here.
And what can you tell us about Island Books in particular? Is there any fun facts or anything?
My favorite fun fact is that we have 79 old typewriters.
Whoa!
Ranging in ages from, I think the oldest is 1896 to the newest, which was built in 2019.
Whoa!
I got at Seattle Goodwill Auction Online. Not Seattle Goodwill Auction Online. I always say that. Goodwill Auction Online.
That's so awesome. Cool.
So you can see them. This is just sound, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phew, thank God. I'm not telegenic. Here she comes with an I'm not telegenic. Timing. Here comes a thing.
So are they all the ones that are up there?
They're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
They're over there. They're over there.
I love them.
We'll have to get a video of that.
Somebody was in today saying she was going to come by.
Really?
And bring another typewriter by.
Oh, that's so cool.
My other favorite thing is that we once adopted a penguin by selling...
I saw that.
By selling a lot of copies of a book called Death and the Penguin.
Oh.
By a... Andre Kirchhoff was the author, and I believe he was Czech.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun mystery novel. He wrote a follow-up to it, and because we hand-sold the most copies, we got a penguin.
That's awesome.
That's Bree's favorite animal.
That was a while. That was a while ago. But I uncovered that about a month ago in an old box.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Things that we call the Museum of Random Memorabilia that we've collected from the store because we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary in November.
That's so awesome.
So we're kind of like dredging up these
all the memories
from the past.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything like special for the 50th?
Well, I hope so. I want to call it our Golden Jubilee Jamboree, and I want a 4-day celebration.
That would be so fun.
That would be fun.
But I want a lot of costly things.
We just read The Great Gatsby, so you could have like a whole Gatsby theme.
Wouldn't that be elegant?
Yes. Fun.
So how did you guys start doing this podcast, and how long have you been doing it?
We've been doing it for two years now.
A year.
Well, like releasing episodes for a year, but we started it 2 years ago, like reading.
Yeah, we started planning it, and we're like, oh, let's get ahead, and we didn't get very far ahead, so, but we started releasing August 1st, and we were just on a road trip, and we're like, you want to do a podcast? Sure. What should it be about? And Bree threw out the idea of maybe comparing books to their movies.
I have a degree in film, and I'm a huge bookworm. I love books. So one of my favorite things to do is like read the books before the movies come out. And she's a teacher, so I was trying to think of something that we had in common that we could talk about, and I was like, hey, what if we did this? Like, I know reading's not your favorite thing, but
I love like I'm not a fast reader, and I have two children at home, so my reading time is very cut down. So I do a lot of audiobooks, but learning new stories and like watching movies that I haven't seen, it's been so much fun.
Yeah
Well, I love the idea of comparing books to their movies.
Yeah.
Or movies to their books.
Yeah.
And I remember, if I can remember the book, and I'm thinking of being particularly impressed by one book.
Yeah.
And the film that was made out of it, thinking it was nearly perfect.
Really?
And that book, it was a famous book, and it was a pretty famous movie, and it was kind of a sad subject because it was about a school bus that crashes and its effect on the town. But I cannot for the life of me at this moment recall the name of the book, and the book and movie were called the same thing, nor can I remember the author. This is a feature.
Really?
Of being old.
I thought you were talking about the movie. What is it?
Sometimes it's super convenient not to be able to remember anything like a commitment that you made that you never wanted to keep in the first place. But not at this moment.
That's okay.
And maybe it'll hit me. I think.
Yeah. If you remember while we're here, please let us know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things work that way. Sometimes I'll remember in a couple of minutes. Buffering.
We'll invest. You gave us some information about it, so we'll.
You'll be able to figure it out. You'll definitely be able to figure it out.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Is there any other like history story that you want to tell about the store? Like anything over your like past 30 years? A funny story?
Well, there have been plenty of funny stories, but, you know, plenty of funny stories. Most of them have to do with customers. A lot of them can be kind of eccentric.
Yes.
One long-term customer ended up being a book thief. Many years of a book thief from our store, and she was the beloved friend of the store.
Oh, no.
And her specialty was cookbooks and the occasional handful of mysteries, you know. And when she passed away, she was an old lady, and she was a great lady. And we kind of didn't care when we found out, but at some point we had to say something.
Yeah.
But, you know, she got old, and she died, and her son came to the bookstore and said to the former owner, you know, my mom, she's got so many books. I was wondering if you might want to buy them.
Oh, no! We'll just take back what's ours.
And he said, well, I'm pretty sure I already bought them once.
Oh, no.
kind of under his breath.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, lots of great things have happened here. And I think that you can feel it
in
the energy
absolutely.
Of the store.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's been a great place to be for 30 years, and I love it.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, and good luck with your podcast, and I'll be interested in kind of looking it up and checking you guys out.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Yes. You remembered.
Great.
Thank you.
You want to read it? The book was called The Sweet Hereafter by Russell Banks. That's not even on our list, so that's exciting.
We're adding it now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? This? Oh, I'm okay.
I know. Sorry. We usually have a stand, but
that's okay.
Hi. Okay. We're just here. We want to know, what is your name?
My name is Caitlin.
Hello, Caitlin. And we're just wondering, how long have you worked at Island Books?
I've been at Island Books since 2019, January 2019, but I've been a bookseller since the mid-90s.
Oh, wow.
Starting off in, a long time. I did 2 years as a Vista volunteer, which is now AmeriCorps, and then I always wanted to work in a bookstore, and one was opening, so I started working there and then moved west.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Has it been what you thought it would be working in a bookstore?
Yeah, basically. My dad worked in a bookstore when I was really little. When I was born and when he was in graduate school in Philly. So I don't remember that. But I know you're not sitting, people have this idea that bookstores and librarians are sitting perched on a stool reading books.
Yeah.
And we're not.
Yeah.
That's
busy.
At home.
Very busy. Yeah. Yes.
And, and it's a lot of, you're hefting a lot of books and you're Cindy basically keeps its place together.
Yeah.
With
and it's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I didn't even realize all the shelves are on wheels, aren't they?
Yeah. So when we have events, all the bookshelf cases just push to the side. So this morning we have Nancy Stewart, who is a local children's professional musician.
Oh, how cool.
Came in and she does Saturday story times from 9:30 to 10. Singing story time, very interactive with like little ones, like little Weebles.
Oh my gosh.
And all the bookcases push to the side. The kids come in and she does these little songs. It's very good. They're pat today.
I love that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So we had a cookbook club on Thursday night that Lori and Victor did, the owners.
Really?
Yes.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of, bookstores, bookcases and wheels.
Smart.
A lot of smaller stores will do that so they can just push everything aside.
So smart. She had said when we were setting up, she was like, if you want, we could just push this bookshelf. And I was like, that's going to be so heavy.
I know. I was
she does it in 2 seconds. It's like boom, boom, boom. We hosted a wedding in the store.
Oh, my gosh.
Friends of Lori's family. Who was supposed to get married in Mexico, but it was COVID, like another. So they ended up getting married in the store. Have Lori show you some pictures. Cause
it's like
really
your dream wedding, Brie.
Yeah.
I would love
really
to get married in a bookstore.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really sweet.
Wow.
And are there any fun stories that you want to talk about, either in bookstore working in general or here at Island Books?
Probably not. It's great, being here. It just has a very small town feel to it on Mercer Island.
Yeah.
I live in Seattle, but I kind of grew up in a smallish city in upstate New York. And it has a feel like the kids ride their bikes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows each other. And everyone watches out for each other, even strangers.
Yeah.
Which I think is just lovely and remarkable. And this isn't any way to do with books. But a couple of years ago, more kind of during height of COVID, there was, I was waiting for the bus with like 3 other people. There was some major accident. And this couple came strolling by and they're like, oh, we just shut this out. The traffic's horrible. You guys are waiting for the bus. And we're like, yeah, we don't know what to do because, we're going to start walking. And there was an older, much older woman there too, which is another kind of remarkable story. In itself, the guy offered to drive us home to Seattle by way, he drove over to Bellevue. And that was the kind of thing where, we were total strangers to him, didn't know us. He just went and got his car, packed us in his car, and dropped a couple people off down. And
I love good people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's that kind of thing. that you get here, and it's kind of really nice.
I know. We were driving in. I've never been to Mercer Island, and so I was like, I didn't realize it was that close to Seattle, and I was expecting Seattle environment, but it is not. It's so homey. I love it.
Yeah, it's got a very different feel.
The store definitely also feels very homey in itself too, not just the outside neighborhood too.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah.
And I think that was part of the idea to create not just a bookstore where you sell books and toys, but also to have a place where people can sit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, enjoy the events all open to the community. We have a couple book clubs, and it's more kind of getting the community together.
Yeah.
Then
I love that.
You know, of course, you have to sell something, because you have to pay the rent and pay the employees. But you know, it's more about also the community, and a community gathering space is the real reason a lot of independent bookstores succeed.
Yeah, yeah,
well, definitely. That's
true. Yes.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else you want to share?
I think that's it. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Hello. So first, what is your name?
Lori Robinson.
Hello.
Hello.
And how did you become an employee? You work here?
I work here, yes. Mm-hmm. So I grew up coming to Island Books. We moved here when I was in middle school. So I lived on Mercer Island middle school through high school. Always been a big reader. Loved coming here. And to college, came back and got, you know, was working. I was in coffee. I worked at Starbucks on the South End. And Laurie Reishes, who owns the store now, is one of my regular customers. And she would come in with her kids and make coffee for me. Or I would make coffee for her.
You're like, come back here.
Yeah. Sorry. when she told me she was going to buy the bookstore, I was like, this is my chance. Mm-hmm. I am going to go and talk to her and say, Lori, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you about maybe hiring me? Because you know that I love to read. And she was very gracious. And we had a nice chat over lunch. And I was her first hire here.
That's awesome.
I mean, there's there were a lot of people that have been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of longtime booksellers that work here. But yes, so it was my first job in books, and yes.
Very That's cool. Awesome. Yeah. And is there any fun stories since working here or coming here as a customer?
Ooh.
I know we're putting you on the spot. Sorry.
I don't know. What I love is the people that have become friends that I have gotten to know through their reading. And I feel like since I've started working here, I've become such much more of open, and I read in a much wider sense than I did before.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm unapologetic romance reader now. I brought a book back to the store today that I was just 8 years ago, I would have been nobody can see that I'm walking in with this. And this time I'm I only feel that a little bit.
That's awesome. I didn't even think of that. Is working in a bookstore, is it kind of sort of a library to you? Can you guys borrow the books and read them, or is it you got to buy them?
So the thing that I didn't know about working in a bookstore until I started working here is that publishers will send you advanced copies.
Oh, that's cool.
And I remember the first day I worked here, and the children's person was like, these are all free books. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
What?
How these cool are free? Is that? And I still remember the first ARC I took home was Tell Me Three Things by Julie Buxbaum. It's a YA book. It is the cutest rom-com you've ever read. We still have it in the back because I keep recommending it. It has waffle hearts on the cover.
Oh, my gosh.
But I have just fond memories because that was my very first free ARC that I got to take home.
How cool. I love it.
Awesome. Yes. So we get there's a lot of free books because of that. So
that's
cool. That is really cool.
And then with it the 50th anniversary coming.
Yes.
Is there anything fun and exciting that you hope the store does? Or do you know of plans that you guys are doing?
I don't actually. We're doing a nice little blog series with our store journal on our website, and Miriam, who has done the blogs in the past and is kind of coming back to do it for this, is meeting, is writing and meeting with people about the history of, like, the store, because since it's been here for 50 years, the original owner, Lola Dean, still, like, has now moved back to the island, so we see her. And yeah, it's great. Like, there's a deep history.
Does she, like, keep coming back and, like, hi guys?
She does. I mean, does. She buys her books from us. She runs, like, she works at the thrift store and curates their book department. She's, like, in charge of their book department. She moved to, after she lived on Shaw Island and had a bookstore there. She runs, like, two or three book clubs at the retirement. She lives in Covenant Shores, at the Covenant Shores thing. So she's always coming in to buy books for her book club or tell us about the books that they're reading. Awesome. She's still in a book club with, I think, women that were that worked at the store when she originally owned it. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, awesome. Several of them have passed away, but it's just, I mean, they come in, too. So it's fun to see, like, you know, I mean, there's pictures around, I think, of various things from various times. But
very cool.
It's so homey in here.
I know.
I love it.
Well, I think, like, Roger and I don't know who else, who was the owner before Laurie, they did a lot of the shelf construction. So and then just sort of, like, fixed it whenever something broke.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I love it, though.
Yeah. You do get splinters sometimes when you're putting books away. Yeah, but
I believe it.
Yes. Yes. Well, great. Absolutely.
Yes.
So.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much
for your time. Yes. No problem.
Thank you. Yes.
Hello. Hello. First, I guess, will you introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm Laurie Reishis, and I'm the owner of Island Books.
Very
cool. This is my eighth year.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. And how did you come about being the owner?
Just pure luck. I walked into the bookstore at the right time, and the former owner was a little bit tired, a little bit grumpy. he'd owned it for 30 years. Every right. He'd earned it. He was ready to sell. And I just said the right thing at the right time. And in 2015, we started working on a deal on July 1st.
Wow.
I signed the papers.
That's so exciting.
What did you do before this?
I worked at Microsoft. In recruiting. I was in college recruiting for 14 years, two different times.
Wow.
Very cool.
I have four kids, so I took a little break in between that and just kind of...
That's awesome.
...was really involved in schools. And we do book fairs still here.
Oh, fun.
But we did them, and that's how I... You know, became more familiar with Island Books. My mother-in-law brought me here for the first time in the mid-90s, right before we got married, my husband and I. My husband grew up on the island.
Very cool.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. We've heard that you do a lot of different events here, and that's just so neat. Like, what all do you do?
It has been a whirlwind week. Actually, this month has been pretty phenomenal. We had Erica Bauermeister here.
Oh,
a couple Wednesdays ago, and it was a wonderful event. She's a fan fave here in the store with customers and with the staff, and we love her. And then we had Peter Boyle, who's the artistic director of the Pacific Northwest Ballet. His memoir just came out. So he was here Sunday evening. So we had a Wednesday event, then we had a Sunday event. And then on Wednesday afternoon, a week after Erica, Islander Middle School, there's a creative writing class that had been asking to come in the store to have a little end of the school year presentation, read your stories.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like gooey, nerdy, wonderful, you know, seventh and eighth grade kids. They're so great. And they all came, and it was a bunch of girls, so total girl power. And their teacher came. And, you know it's a good class when the kids... love their teacher, and she walks in the store and like, Mrs. Duncan, you're here.
Good.
They were so excited. But they had an event here. You know, they all read. We tore the store up because, as you can see, they're all in casters.
So
we can move them around. And I feel like I've moved these books every single day this week.
Oh my gosh.
And then Thursday night, we had our cookbook book club.
That's
with
so
Michaela
cool.
Tartalinga from Pike Place Market's Pastalinga. That's her store. And it was really fun. We had about 10 to 12 people that came, which is good for our cookbook book club, but people bring something. So you get the cookbook and you make
it's like a potluck, too.
Yes.
My gosh.
And it was such a beautiful night. I mean, she came, her sister was visiting from Italy, and she's just such a beautiful, wonderful woman, and the food was incredible.
Oh, I bet. I would hope.
Yes, that sounds so good.
And last night, I got to go and sell books at Luli Yang, which is a design I was looking on their website last night after I posted the pictures on Instagram, trying to figure out, because I always thought it was a bridal shop, because it's on the corner of 4th and whatever the Fairmont Hotel is on, which I can't remember. And I would always drive by and go, oh my God, to get married again. Those dresses are so gorgeous. But it's actually one of a kind. There's some couture. They have their own design pieces.
Oh, wow.
It says it's a design center. And Louie is a gorgeous human being. And she's so creative. And she was so kind. Andrea Dunlop, who is a local author.
Yeah.
She was having an event there last night, a private event. And they needed a bookseller. And so went. So I got to sit in this beautiful, beautiful space. And listened to her talk with Louie. Louie and Andrew talked, and it was a really great interactive conversation. But it was so fun. But today I was just like, oh my God. Oh, we have one more event. One more event.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Guys, this is our last event this week. No, I love it. Gosh. I love it. But it has really been a really cool week for Island Books.
That sounds so fun. Awesome.
The store is just so, like I was telling Allie when we came in, it's welcoming right away. And you guys have all been so nice to us. Like, It's been a great experience for us, but I love the store.
I know, and I was saying how I love that every customer comes in seems to, even if they don't know you, they seem to know you. Like, it's always a,
Well, this is a small community. Mm-hmm. You know, Mercer Island is, what, 22,000 people?
Oh, wow.
It's not huge. It may be 23 now, but it's not massive.
Yeah.
And I've lived here for almost 17 years now.
Oh, wow.
I think it's 17. And my husband grew up here on the island.
Oh.
Moved away. Yeah. We lived in Seward Park for a while. We moved to California and we came back. And we've been back here since 2005. So whatever the math is on that.
Yeah.
A while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But we pride ourselves on being friendly.
Yes. You know, you're nailing it. Yeah.
People need to be greeted when you walk in the door. Mm-hmm. The person that walks in needs to know that we need to make sure they know that we've seen them.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like cheers.
Everybody knows your name.
Everybody wants to be known. Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the pride in a kid when a mom walks in, like, oh, hey, Jane. And the kid's like, oh, mom, she knows your name. And it's so funny. Aww. It is funny to me because it's just one of those things where you're like, you don't think about it.
Right.
No.
And everybody likes to be seen. Everybody likes to feel special. And
so
we
try
really hard here to make sure people feel that way.
Yes, I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And is there any fun story, fun fact that you want to share about Island Books?
Oh, fun fact. Well, we did host a wedding.
We heard.
They had a baby like a month ago.
Oh. So
I call Amari the bookstore baby.
Oh.
You know, his parents were married.
Yes.
And they happened to be friends of mine because the mom who got married here, she babysat my kids.
Oh my gosh.
My kids. And then my two girls babysit her older sister's kids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You're all in the
You're intertwined.
It's very incestuous. It's incestuous. And we, they're a great family. Family of four girls. I have four kids, and I have three girls and a boy. But still, it's one of those, again, small town, small community.
I love it.
When
That's
I bought the
amazing.
Bookstore, I told all of my kids, I said, okay, here's the deal. You are not allowed to flip anyone off on Island Press Road, which is the main drag of Mercer Island. I said, and you are not allowed to cut anyone off, and you cannot get in trouble.
Yep.
Because
everyone knows.
And my kids were so pissed. Not that they do that.
But
I think the downfall to ever doing something like that in a small community is you can go get food at Starbucks or get coffee at Starbucks, and the person you flipped off or cut off
right there.
In front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was pretty much a honey, my husband, and all my kids. You cannot do that.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that. So,
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's so neat. I would love to see the pictures of the wedding if you've got them.
Yes.
If you go on our social media, you can see all of them.
Sweet.
I posted, there's tons of pictures.
Perfect.
We will tag you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In our posts.
We closed the store. We've hosted a wedding, we've hosted a memorial.
Wow.
Which is very sad. And now all I need to do is have a proposal here.
Oh,
okay.
Haven't had a proposal yet.
We'll make
find
sure.
my guy.
And I'll tell him. I'll be like, you gotta go to Island Books.
Portraits taken here.
Wow.
And they were really cool. Oh my God, they were so cool. and she looked like Taylor Swift. She had that long hair, just like super
gorgeous.
Like when Taylor Swift was young, like yeah. Teen, mm-hmm. She looked like a teen Taylor Swift. But it was really fun. They were great pictures too.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
I love it.
Waiting for somebody to have their prom pictures here.
This would be a great place for prom pictures.
I'll tell my kid, not for another, 10 years, but I'll let her know.
Too cool. I mean, you have to have the right kind of kid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think kids are too cool to come in the bookstore unless it's a bookstore group. Unless it's a bunch of kids who are just in that vein enough.
They want to read. Exactly, they want to be around the books.
They want to read or they grew up around here.
I miss my shot, man. I would have been the kid that would have done it.
Yeah.
Maybe someone listening will be like, okay.
Now we know.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad you guys came today. I love your shirts. I think
thank you.
Thank
you.
Yes. Super fun.
Thanks.
And we just appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much for letting us be here. This is awesome.
Yes, thanks.
All right. So,
my gosh, that was so fun. I learned so much.
Blush. I love this story.
Yes.
Good morning.
Thank you for
having us here.
Yes, and hopping on and chatting with us.
Yeah, it was so fun to talk to employees here. Just wanted to reiterate that Island Books is celebrating their 50th anniversary November 1st.
First?
I was saying first, and I was saying it excited. So.
Hey, you always make fun of me for my pronunciations. So yeah. I had an opportunity.
See how it is. So Island Books actually has like a blog. Their website is a blog. It's islandbooks.com.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they like post different stories about the store that's going on or like things they want to highlight or books. Like I think the book club that was being talked about, it showed some of the books that they were reading.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But because it's the 50th anniversary in November, they posted a blog about Lola Dean, who is the first owner of the store, a female owner of the store.
Nice.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Female owned stores. What?
Okay. So it says right here that when they first became a store, Mercer Island was in the throes of becoming a bona fide city. So they weren't even like a big deal yet. They were just starting their, park system was starting to go. Their business district was starting to get built. So it's the bookstore was like one of the first things here.
Gotta love books.
My gosh, how cool is that?
Oh, I really like, look at that sign that they have up above their door. They have a Mercer Island, Washington sign that's like,
it shows
Mercer Island.
And all the like downtown and all that sort of stuff. Dude, this like, it's like no bookstore I've ever been in.
You can tell who doesn't go to bookstores.
Oh my gosh. Like I go to like
Barnes and Noble.
I am going to stop doing that. Sorry, Barnes and Noble. Hey, if you're listening though, love you.
Yeah. Yeah. We do want to come hang out with you too.
But local owned mom and pop shops.
There's heart to it. You can tell like the second we walked in, we have just been welcomed.
Yes.
And I feel
so
like
nice.
Every single person we've seen come through here also, everyone says hi to each other. Everyone knows each other.
That's been one of the coolest parts is like all the employees seem to know all the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love everything about that. And it's so homey. They have more than just books here. They have everything that like will make you want to come back.
Yeah. And they sell these cute little bags that the owner was talking to us about. Lori, the owner, was talking to us about these cute little bags that she sells. And like she started with just one version of it, but she was worried about selling them. But then they're a big hit. They're actually super cute, too.
Oh, my gosh. They really are.
They're like canvas bags. They look sturdy.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good book bag. As a teacher, you got to have a good book bag to carry all your crap to and from school.
You should have seen my face just now because she said that. And I was like, the hell? I know you. No audiobook goes into a book bag.
Hey, leave me alone.
I really like the title of that book.
Glow. Oh.
Yeah, say it, Allie.
No, I'm not going to read that out loud. I love... I love that it's like it's not a sideways book. It's like open.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This is what it's like being in a small bookstore.
I know. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's see what else I can find on there.
I'm so glad I get to bring you to bookstores and like introduce you.
I know, I'm having so much fun.
It's funny because when I first started saying we should do remote recordings in bookstores, I was like, oh, Allie's going to absolutely hate this. And I'm going to go in like, oh, I love this.
I just am so nervous talking to people. What a good hobby we have on the podcast. It says right here, the Lola, the original owner, says the biggest surprise about starting and running the bookstore at the beginning was in retrospect, not really a surprise. From the day we opened the door with a line of people down the sidewalk.
Wow.
To the day I turned over the keys to the new owner. The biggest answer, any doubt in our decision to open the store, was erased by the loyalty of the people. I love that.
It's awesome.
It's so cool. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, like, we found out they do children's book stories and, like, their children's mm-hmm. section is huge. Yeah. I'm so excited.
My favorite thing is that a bunch of the different sections, there's, like, stairs to get up into. And I love it just, like...
It's so fun.
It's like all in the same room, but it feels like it's a different room because you're going up the stairs and you're doing this.
Oh, my gosh, it totally is. And it's, like, not needed. Like, it's no extra space going up those stairs.
Yeah, no.
It's just for fun.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're in a bookstore.
Oh, my gosh, I love it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Okay. What's your favorite part of going to a bookstore?
Browsing.
Just looking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love looking, picking up books. Sometimes I find books that I never would have thought about even reading.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your
favorite? Shocker. I love the kids section. But it's because every bookstore I go to, the kids section is different.
Yeah.
So some have... Well, one, the layout obviously is different, but they have, like, some have comfy chairs to sit on. Mm-hmm. Some have, like, stuff for the kids to do. Yeah. And it's just, I also feel, like, safe in the kids section. So I can be like, kids, go look at books or play with the toys there. Mm-hmm. And then I can even, like, sort of sneak off and, like, look at different books.
Yeah.
So it's just, I love it.
I love bookstores. I just love the smell of bookstores. This one smells really good, guys.
It really does. smell it through the...
Smell it with us.
Goodness. Oh, my gosh. That reminds me. So I was talking to Riley because she's like, what's that smell? And I'm like, it's the sound. Like Puget Sound.
Oh, yeah.
And I said the sound. She's like, the sound smells? Thinking of, like, you know, hearing. The sound. And I was like...
You're like, no.
The sound smells. So now I, like, that's what I think of anytime.
Goodness.
Oh my gosh.
But I think in their, like, home section too, you can smell all the different, like, I think they have candles and bath salts or something. And so when you walk through there, it's all fragrancy too. So it's like a mix of books and good smells. What could go wrong?
Like, what smells better than books? Not a whole lot. So it's like nothing. Just good smells on good smells.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to go shopping.
I am too.
Because last time when we went to Bookham, which I loved, Lori.
Yeah.
She asked where we went before and we mm-hmm. said Bookham and she knew.
Yeah. She like gave us stories about them.
It's like all the mom and pop shops know each other almost. It's
well, you
so
gotta support
cute.
Each other.
I know. I love it. But
she also told us that the Seattle Times does a article on local bookstores once a month.
Yeah, how cool is that? How do we not know that?
I was just going to say I should.
We should do something about that. Yeah. Not about it, but involving.
Let's go stop
Let's
that.
Let's do something about it.
No, that's I think a good it's idea. Awesome. I wonder. Okay, I'm going to
add it to your list in your brain.
Yep.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Sorry, I cut you off.
That's okay. What was I talking about? Bookham. Oh, yeah. So last time we were there.
Yeah.
You bought.
I bought a
crap ton of books.
Books. Yeah.
She's like, any book she knew that was on her list and she saw it, she's like, I'll grab that one and that one and that one.
I remember why. Because they were
It was a discount store.
Yeah. It was mm-hmm. a used bookstore. And so it made sense to be able to buy a ton.
Yeah. Yep.
Now I cannot do that.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I wish I could.
I know.
I would.
Oh my gosh.
That's my problem in bookstores too, is I go in going, okay, you're buying one, and then I leave with five.
Yes. So I'm excited. Time. I'm excited to see what we see. really, really hoping that I can get. Actually, what I wanted to look for was the penguin one, she said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I want to get Practical Magic, too. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if they have it.
I'm looking for Lyle Lyle Crocodile because Riley is obsessed with it. We just watched it again today.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I still haven't. I'm probably not going to watch it until we do it.
That's fine. I know. It's fine. I don't even care. You're probably going to hate it. And Riley's going to be heartbroken. Probably. You're going to have to be kind to hating it.
She's going to be like, Aunt Bree, do you love it? No. Not watching it ever again.
I hate it. She's just going to sob. No, she wouldn't. She'd be like, you're crazy. She's a little punk. She is. She won't be sad at all. She'll be like,
she'll just talk back to me.
She'll be like, you're wrong.
I'll be like,
that's a good opinion, but it's wrong.
I can go Nightmare Before Christmas on your butt.
Oh my gosh. But anyways, so excited to shop. I'm excited. Like, guys, we're making a TikTok and a vlog, and we're going to showcase these. How many? 79, 89? Billions of typewriters are in here because, like, that's what one of my
what's
first
funny is I didn't even notice it
really?
Until then I looked up and I was like, whoa, they're everywhere.
That's one of the first things I know. Well, it wasn't first, well, look, but
they're way over there too.
I know they're that's all so cool. over the place. I love them.
That's amazing.
Note to self, if I ever find a typewriter, I'm just gonna buy it and give it here.
Well, guys, this has been our minisode here at Island Books,
or longer than normal minisode, but it deserved it.
It's been so worth it. This has been such a great story, you guys. I love it so much.
Yes, and now we're gonna go shopping.
Yes, I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
Wish me luck.
Yeah,
I'll post pictures of what I get.
Yes, same.
I mean, wish me luck because I hope that Practical Magic is here. I know I'm gonna buy a book. You don't have to wish me luck on that.
And wish her luck that she doesn't
buy 500
waste
books.
All her money on books. Not
that
waste.
I don't waste all my books.
See, I told you, you call me out when I mess up.
I do it to everyone. I do it to everyone I love.
Okay. Kay. I'll take it.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes,
if
we love
you're
you.
Local, check out Island Books.
Yes, you have to. Even if you're not, like,
fantastic store.
Like, we drove 45 minutes to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Oh, so worth it.
So
I'll come back for myself.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, my brother lives in Seattle. I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna go to this island
to this island.
You didn't let me finish. You're Sorry. Horrible. You're so rude. Oh my word. All right, anyways, whatever. Goodbye, guys. Love you.
Wait, what's on Monday? Aragon.
Yes.
With our...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, because Brokeback just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Aragon with Justin.
Yeah. So, you'll get to, again, hear from Justin, our longtime friend.
Yes.
And hear how we liked Aragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come find out. And then we got two more episodes, so three with Aragon.
Yeah.
And we're done with season two.
Yeah, and then we'll be starting season three.
Oh, my gosh.
So exciting.
Yes. All right.
Oh, I guess it's not season three, so we don't technically have our sign off yet. But What are we going to do for our minisodes? How are we going to sign those off? This minisode's been off script.
I mean.
It technically has. We go way off script all the time.
Yeah, the minisodes went off script, right?
Yeah. Miniscodes. Look, see, I do it to myself too.
Wait, so we're saying this before season three?
No, we'll just look. We just came up with it. This minisode's been off script.
Has it been or went?
See, I told you, I change it every time. Every time.
This minisode went off script.
We'll find out next season when I start saying it.
She's Louise, I swear.
All right, guys, check out our YouTube. We've got a cool video.
Yep.
Check out our TikTok. Check out our posts. We're going to post pictures.
Yeah. Lots. Like, oh my gosh. I'm going to take you around and show you a bunch after I say bye.
All right. Okay. It's been fun, guys.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.